2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It's the 15-minute morning show podcast. There's Froggy and his fake brick background.
It's not fake.
And there's Scary and Master Control in Manhattan, and there's Scotty, same place, and there's Nate. They're all three together doing each other. Danielle's in her basement in New Jersey. There's Gandhi at her boyfriend's house in Detroit. Oh, look, Dave Brody's in his basement in New Jersey. In his kitchen in New Jersey, there's Garrett. And, of course, in beautiful La Jolla, California, our friend Dan Mason. Hi, Dan.
Woo, Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hello, lady. It's good to be back, guys. I miss you.
It's good to see you. Dan is like that brother on Happy Days that would visit every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know?
The walk-on roll.
Anyway, well, welcome to Chuck. The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, where usually we just waste time, insult each other, and tell dirty jokes, and roll around in the glory of being able to use the word fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm down for that, too. Let's fucking go.
Yeah!
So, giving you a little background from our point of view, anyway, Dan, we've known Dan for many years. We've worked with him off and on here and there and everywhere. And then Dan, one day, had this epiphany where he was in the wrong lane doing the wrong thing in his life, and he found the right lane, and now he's helping all of us find our right lane in life, too, which is going to be a great reason you're watching this podcast today. Something great's going to happen for you today. Dan, kind of give everyone a background from there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talked about having that epiphany and, you know, context for everybody. I originally linked up with you guys because my old career was in radio. I didn't have the fun job like you guys had, where you get to talk to the listeners and be creative. I was just one of the empty corporate suits in the background, writing reports, sitting in the conference room, you know, doing PowerPoint presentations, writing, you know, just all the BS, the mundane stuff that I didn't really love. But I'll tell you what I did love. A steady six-figure paycheck. I loved the approval of my family and friends. I loved giving the appearance of having made it on social media. But it all came to a head for me one day, oddly enough, in Taylor Swift's $25 million Tribeca apartment. There was a bunch of us executives there for a listening party. And I was in line for a photo op to, you know, pose with Taylor and all of her Grammys. And I had this moment where I said, man, wouldn't it be great if my life felt as great in real life as I try to curate it to make it look on Instagram? And that was really the epiphany. And I'd love to say that I just threw it all away and went to go find my purpose. But no, I chased more jobs for bigger titles and bigger money, thinking that that would be the thing, until it wasn't sustainable. And eventually I came to the point where I had to figure out, who am I? Not what do I do for a living, but who am I and what am I here to contribute and what's my purpose? And that's been my journey since. That's what the Life Amplified podcast is about on the iHeartRadio app, is about how do you find your purpose and how do you bring it to life and make it real?
So who are you?
Who am I? that's a big question. My purpose statement is that the purpose of my life is to love myself and my higher power, and to feel the expansion that results from inspiring others to do the same. Right. That's my purpose statement. How do I live that every day? Well, I do it through my coaching practice. I do it through interviews like this. I do it through the podcast. And I do it, at this point, I've been able to work with clients in 17 countries around the world.
Wow.
And that's the vehicle through which I'm living my purpose today.
And we were fortunate enough to have Dan join us as we did a flyaway to Santa Fe, New Mexico. The entire show went, but we wanted to make it a find our way kind of weekend. And we did. And Dan spoke with us, and you were great that day. That was a wonderful moment for all of us. And we came back energized and ready to go. All right, let's talk about what's going on with us and how you can help us today. As we all know, we are living in weird times. I hate even saying that because I'm so sick of hearing it.
Yeah.
But this past year, a lot of people, joy, happiness, satisfaction in life, I mean, those things are starting to sink in people's lives. So what are you doing? Because you're the guru, man. You got to help us out. What are you doing to lift us back up and help us help ourselves lift ourselves up?
Well, I appreciate that, first of all. And I would say, even if I don't consider myself a guru per se, I'm just a guy who's done a lot of work and I might be further ahead than others. But it's not that I haven't gone through hardships and difficulties and had those moments where I've self-evaluated over the last year. But I will tell you, you know, there's this idea that happiness, and you probably have seen this reflected on social media. Everybody was like, I can't wait for this year to be over. 2021 will be better. And we changed the calendar, but the circumstances of the world haven't changed. And if you're a person who is reacting to what's happening in the world, if you're waiting for the pandemic to end, if you're waiting for the political protests to end, before you decide that you're going to take control of your life and feel happy, it's not a good place to be. Most people are, you know, think that happiness is a finish line that they have to cross, right? If I get more money, if I get another job, if we just get back to normal and I'm not juggling work and remote learning for my kids, then I'll be happy. But happy life is what's happening in the present moment. It's what you're creating right now. And what I tell people is one of the best ways to cultivate more happiness in your life is to stop chasing it, because it's not going to happen when you get the next big thing. If you take the conversation and you turn it around away from finding more happiness and really make it a conversation on how do I cultivate more meaning, that becomes the game changer. And there's three ways we can talk about that people can really just direct their attention to in their lives starting today that's going to help them take a lot of the stress, a lot of the overwhelm out of their lives.
And that's, those three things are?
Yeah. That was going to be my question. Come on.
Yeah, the first thing, number one, is relationships. You know, and unfortunately, we're living in a time of social distancing, but for many people, it's turned into social isolation. And the quality of your life is directly proportional to the quality of your relationships. There's a lot of people, you know, when you look at the divorce rate increases over the course of 2020, who have been so focused on, well, I got to build my career, I got to make more money to take care of the family, they've lost connection to some of the most important relationships in their life. And I think a lot of people, you know, we've saw this with celebrity divorces, we've seen this just with our friends in real life. Now they're under the same roof and they're like, wow, we don't even connect anymore. So if you really focus on cultivating relationships, and when I say that, I mean positive relationships with people who are walking the same path as you, people who represent the person you want to become, exactly, not the person you were 5 years ago, that's a game changer, because then you got a community of people who are going to encourage you, who are going to support you. We all go through the dark days living through these times. I've done it too, but having that community is everything. That's the first tip.
All right.
The second tip I would tell you, giving. And there's so many of us that tie our happiness, it becomes a self-focused thing. What am I getting out of life? Am I making enough money? Am I getting the praise, the recognition? Are people giving me the answers that I want? But when you really focus on giving, it becomes a game changer. And our bodies are biologically designed to do the right thing. That when we commit an act of kindness, what gets released in the body? Oxytocin, dopamine, all the feel-good chemicals. When somebody receives an act of kindness, they get that same level of hit of oxytocin and dopamine, but people who witness the act of kindness get that same chemical release, which is why that we share inspirational videos on Facebook or share things on YouTube, because when we just the act of witnessing an act of kindness, our body rewards us, right? We get all the same things that we think we would get if we make $1 million. And then the third thing that I would tell you about, it really is about purpose and having a meaningful pursuit. Many people have rationalized staying in a job that they don't love anymore because, well, the paycheck's good, I love my coworkers, it's safe, I can ride it out. And what we've realized over the last year, a lot of those jobs aren't safe. People have been laid off, they've been furloughed, they've been asked to take a pay cut. They don't even get to see their coworkers much anymore, except on a Zoom call. So all those things you were hanging on to are taken away, and now you're left with the work. And you have to ask yourself, does it light me up? Do I feel connected to what I'm doing every day? Does this represent my highest and best contribution to the world? And if the answer is no, it's definitely time to step back and reevaluate and renegotiate your commitments and your priorities.
So three things, the people you're surrounding yourself with, those relationships, make sure you're hanging out with the people that bring you up, the people that are at a point that you would like to be in some cases, sure. maybe. Secondly, giving. Not only giving, but watching, but receiving. Watching people receive from people who are giving, it's a high. And your purpose. Purpose is the thing a lot of us are kind of digging for. Like, well, what do you do? Well, I'm on the radio. Well, what's your purpose? I don't know. It's something you have to examine. I don't know. Let's go around the room. Frog, you have a question for Dan?
Actually, you know, it sounds like
a thought.
I love the fact because I've known Dan for a while. I worked with Dan and on a daily basis, and that the fact that you were able to, what's the means of taking the first step to get out of the funk that you're in? It sounds, you know, it sounds easy, and you've already done this. So what's the first step somebody can take to get themselves on the road to finding what their happiness is?
Ask for help, which is the bit that was the hardest part for me. As I was talking about that moment of being in Taylor Swift's apartment and I had this epiphany, I also felt so guilty and ashamed for even feeling that way. Because there's a part of me that was like, well, I know other people would love to have this life, but it wasn't aligned with me. So I didn't want to talk out loud about it. Once I started investing in a mentor or coach or even just talking to other friends and being vulnerable enough to admit, hey, this is where I am, that was a huge step forward. Nobody is a self-made person. I would not be here doing this work today if I didn't have a lot of great guidance, mentorship, and encouragement from people that I've crossed paths with and worked with on my own journey.
What about you, Gandhi? Thoughts or a question?
Well, right around this time, I think every year, it's New Year, everybody has these resolutions. And we make these giant resolutions that I think a lot of times we tend to fail at. And then because we failed at the big thing, we don't do the little things on the way that make it easier. So for you, what are some, you know, maybe resolutions, or as we were talking about earlier, like micro goals that people can do to sort of set themselves on the right path right now?
Yeah, that's such an important point, Gandhi, is a lot of times, and this is why 90% of self-help doesn't really work for people, because most self-help is trying to get you to change a behavior. Oh, well, just stop procrastinating, Gandhi. And that, well, yeah, if you knew how to do that, you would have already done it. So we don't necessarily get our goals. We get who we perceive ourselves to be at the level of identity. Like if you're a person who's like, I want to lose weight, but you also have an identity that says, well, I hate exercise or I love sweets. It's really hard to make sustainable change. You might do it for the first 30 days and then you'll back off and you'll fall apart with the goals. So really what the biggest thing, self-integrity. Doing the things that you say that you're going to do. And if that's a micro goal, if that's getting up and just taking a 10-minute walk in the morning or getting on your elliptical that's been sitting there collecting dust for 2 minutes every day, it's building that trust within yourself that you're going to follow through and do the things that you say you're going to do. And over time, you build up that muscle, right? Then it's easier. That's how you build the habit. But they've done studies on this that if you're just in self-integrity, and you do the things you say you're going to do, it will increase your productivity by 400% without any additional stress or overwhelm in your life. Most of us are integrity with what we say we'll do for other people. You know, we've all said, yeah, Carol, I'd love to help you move this weekend. Like while you're gritting your teeth and you're like, I want to help you move, Carol. We'll do it for Carol. We have to do it for ourselves.
Carol.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. I know Carol.
What about you, Danielle?
So I know some people, you know, can't just like quit their jobs and find their purpose if they're really struggling to pay bills and stuff like that. And they'll say, oh, I don't have any time to even like give like 5 minutes to that. What do you tell people to do that will say something like that to you, that they just don't have the time because they're busy trying to put food on the table?
Yeah, but, and I get that, and I understand the economic reality of what we're up against. But the question is do you have time to spend another year feeling like shit? Like, that's the other thing that you, what is the cost to you emotionally, to your own mental well-being, if you don't make a change? Wow. And here's the thing, like, if you're going to go out on this journey to find your purpose, you don't have to go quit your job tomorrow. You know, I worked with a coach for a good 6 months trying to figure out who I was and what I even wanted to do before I left the radio industry behind. So you can do the work now, you know, if you have the right mentorship. You can take your dream and you can start it as a side hustle while you're still collecting that safe paycheck. You know, there's so many different ways to get there. But the obsession over, you know, will it work out for me? It's more the fear that you know, I'm not good enough. And if I'm not good enough, people won't love me or they'll judge me. That's really what's underneath all the stories of, well, I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. I interviewed a woman on my podcast that I'm releasing the episode tomorrow. Grew up in an orphanage in Mexico. She was homeless after college, won a local salsa making competition, and somebody gave her $800 and she created a company, Maggie's Fresh Salsa and Dips, that was distributed in every major grocery store. And she sold the company for $211 million to Campbell. Ooh, there was somebody who didn't have money. She didn't have the money, but she had the resilience and the resourcefulness and the relentlessness to build a new life for herself.
Something I'm really loving that we're taking away from this today, in my opinion anyway, is what is this costing me? If I'm not going to start that really cool project that could really, really pay off, what is this costing me? If I really don't want to eat better or exercise, what is it costing me? I think it gives you another perspective into, I don't know, how you can maybe jumpstart the rest of your life. Look, Dan is hosting a complimentary online masterclass. They line up for these things. It's happening Monday, January 18th, which is this coming Monday, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's just for our listener. Really?
Yeah. I'm not doing Facebook ads or anything. Whoever listens to this podcast, show up. I got you.
Okay, the podcast is called Reboot Your Life, 5 Steps to 10 Times Your Success, Abundance, and Joy, no matter what's happening in the world. That's a heavy, heavy, heavy promise.
I will tell you, I did this training once before, and the people who were on the training, a woman emailed me and said, I took out my notebook that I usually take to therapy. She goes, I took more notes in your 2-hour class than I took in 6 months of therapy.
Wow.
So thank you. So the value will be there. I'm going to show up. I'll give you everything I have. And I'm just looking forward to helping you get back on track. And really not just surviving everything that's happening this year, but building your path to thrive.
Right. Surviving is not good enough. We should be taking this time to actually catapult us into something totally, totally better for our lives. Again, it's a Reboot Your Life, 5 Steps to 10 times your success, abundance, and joy, no matter what's happening in the world. Totally complimentary because you listen to our show. It's happening Monday, January 18th. All the information waiting for you at Dan's website, creativesoulcoaching.net. And by the way, you're not going to remember that. We're going to put it up for you on our socials, and we're going to post it today so you can check it out. Dan, we love you. Thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate it.
I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Happy New Year.
You too, Dan. Thank you very much.
Dan.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming on.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.